Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the globalist COVID takeover is reaching new levels of insanity, and it's causing even the dumbest of the dumb, the most brainwashed of the brainwashed, and even Hollywood liberals to open their eyes and wonder what the hell is going on. You told me I was good for being vaccinated. Now you're telling me I'm the reason for the spread? You have doctors saying it's time to put kids on ventilators. They got to get those numbers up, especially in the kids, because, you know, the kids aren't at risk of COVID, so they got to kill them somehow. And now they're doing autopsies of COVID vaccinated patient deaths, and they're finding spike proteins infesting every organ of the body, just like we told you and our great guests. And now the VAERS website is so overwhelmed with deadly reports from vaccinated people that it's currently offline. Alex Jones is on the line with us right now. Alex, it's hard to even ingest and digest all of this. It's coming in so fast now.
Well, that's right. Every time I try to take a workcation, the most intense things happen. I've been listening and watching to you and the other hosts. You've been really doing a great job chronicling this, but I've also just been glued to seeing what's happening, as you said, out there in the whole leftist world. You know, there have been Hollywood individuals out there that have really come out and viciously attacked me, like Michael Rappaport, talking about how he wants to, you know, beat me up and stuff, basically, and I'm a horrible person. But then now he's saying, hey, I took the vaccine, and then now you're saying, I'm a super spreader, screw you. He said, I'm a hero. So all these virtue signalers are finding out that this was all basically planned. And what's incredible, Owen, is all the real testing was done by Fauci and by Bill Gates in literally thousands. Now we know thousands of studies, hundreds of big ones, several directed by the U.S. government itself as large initiatives, not just studies or projects, initiatives of the U.S. government. You know, like the Manhattan Project was an initiative. Fauci had an initiative from about 2005 right through to 2019, funding giant level 4 bioweapons research into vaccines that attack spike proteins. He got all these studies, how it killed the rats and ferrets and other animals. And then we have Peter Daszak, the leader of Fauci's project at the Wuhan lab, giving an interview in 2019 saying, we got five of these viruses. We put them together from China and the U.S. out of Chapel Hill and Wuhan. We put them together to create one mega vaccine for all of these viruses, even though there was no threat. No one ever merged them. And then we have the internal documents that in December of 2019, the orders went from Fauci saying, prepare the COVID vaccine. It says it. And so I sit here and I see all these medical doctors finally figuring this out, and all these scientists finally figuring it out, and you're still having debates about whether it came out of Wuhan. But that's all old news. It's all open and shut. It's all right there for everybody to see. You have all the financial documents that people are now exposing with Bill Gates and these foundations saying, we're going to make the biggest profits ever off of this. It's all a media-driven thing to not just make money. That's how they get the hospitals and the systems to go along with the ventilators, murdering people for $53,000. That's the incentive for the grassroots to go along with the investors. But at the top, it's about eugenics, it's about world government, it's about world ID, it's about a social credit score, and they now admit all that. So this is a true war. I'm sick to my stomach all the time now, because I have a responsibility to fight this, and I'm not planning anything violent. I'm just saying, everybody's saying this now, these are violent people assaulting us. It's going to come out they're assaulting us. And so we have to understand we need to war game this out, because we're tomorrow's this today. They're going to stage false flags against themselves to make pro-vaxxers look like victims, and or launch a new war, and or cyber attack and implode the economy, and or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming. Like you said, excellent analogy yesterday for people that were obsessed with football, how, you know, I was sitting there with my grandfather watching the Dallas Cowboys on Sundays. We didn't actually, you know, go to the game sometimes as we were, you know, here in Dallas, Texas. He would sit there and he'd go, okay, watch, they're about to do this play because he played football at UT. He was obsessed with football. You know, was roommates with Tom Landry, all that stuff. He was obsessed with football. He always knew the play that the teams were going to run. Well, I didn't know that because I wasn't really into football. I still watched it. It's the same thing. We know the damn plays.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Alex on the road, but dialed in with us, Owen Schroyer in studio here. The Alex Jones Show is live on this Thursday, July 29th, 2021. InfoWars still on air thanks to God's grace and thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And boy, oh boy, is it a good thing InfoWars is on air to bring you all this news, because even though I'm seeing some conservatives and even though I'm seeing some other people involved in talk shows and television news and other things getting more hardcore, nobody still quite does it like InfoWars does. A lot of these subjects of discussion, most people are still afraid to broach, but not here, ladies and gentlemen, not Alex Jones, not our crew. And so it's our honor to be here with you. And Alex, as we said in the opening segment, there's really just so much to digest right now. I'm not even sure what the biggest thing is. Is it doctors announcing they want to put kids on ventilators and blow their lungs out? Is it the autopsies of the COVID deaths finding spike proteins all over their bodies, like we said? Is it the VAERS website being offline because of all the deaths being reported? It was shut down. Is it Pelosi threatening to arrest Republicans that don't want to wear a mask inside of Congress, and now Republicans finally fighting back? I mean, took long enough. I mean, it's just all over the map right now, Alex.
Well, it absolutely is. And again, when we point out that InfoWars is the most accurate, the most hardcore, it's obvious we're in competition with all these other great shows, other great programs. But we want more of them. We love Tucker Carlson, you know, despite some of his problems. He does a great show of the same name as yours, Steve Bannon, The War Room. I love all these people. I love all these scientists. I love all these doctors. But behind the scenes, I talk to a lot of these people, these scientists particularly, and they'll go, "You're the trailblazer. You woke us up. But you're just too controversial to even come on your show," which is fine. But it's actually great to be that radioactive black sheep that's so far out ahead of everybody that even though we've woken them up, we've got them engaged, we've got them informed, they can't dare touch, you know, that side guy. And it's not about the credit. I mean, even, you know, Steve Bannon a month ago gave us credit and said Alex Jones is a genius when it comes to understanding this stuff before it happens. That's not what's going on. I realize that I've got to say the things that are true from the globalist on admissions, despite the fact it's dangerous, and despite the fact that it's horrible, and despite the fact that it really sounds rude to say these type of things, but I'm sorry, reality is reality. So let me just, since you mentioned that, here's what I'm going to do. I know you've got a lot of clips and a lot of news, a lot of things to cover. So I'm going to be here with you till the bottom of the hour, and then I've got a bunch of clips and things I want to cover with you. You've already mentioned quite a few of them, so go ahead and cover those now, but I'm going to come back at the bottom of the next hour and just go over all of this, but this is some of the things I have here. I have 10 different clips, and I haven't sent all of them to the crew yet, so that's why I'm not ready. I've already sent them a couple of them. I'm sure knowing them, they probably already have most of what I'm about to ask for. But I have 10 clips that I saw just yesterday and this morning of MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, congressional hearings, NPR, everything saying, don't let them have jobs, don't let them go to the grocery store, don't let them have food. Take their children from them, deny them medical care. This is being said by members of Congress. So you talk about siege. You talk about violence. You pay into the system, you pay your taxes, you live your life, you pay for insurance. The last year and a half, they tell you it's not essential, so you can't get all these, you know, things taken care of that you pay for. They steal all that money. And then they hold us hostage, and they say to the world, your kids are going to wear masks forever. CNN says we want it to be permanent. This is a cult takeover. And their talking points are what they really intend to do. Then we have Don Lemon, again, just one of the clips that I had time to send you guys. We'll play it here in a moment, saying that I don't want people to be able to eat. I don't want people to have a job. He means he wants you to starve to death. So that's the violence of CNN, of this cult. They don't just want to censor you now. They don't want to just get rid of your country. They don't want you to dissolve your borders and pay for a third world invasion, people they control. Now they come out in the open and say, this is about you not being able to get food or live or have a house or your children, which is the end game once they get this world ID, medical ID, social credit score system, in their own words. If you don't do what we say, you can't leave one half foot outside your house or have food, we're going to starve you to death. So now CNN is literally saying, we're coming to force inject you, we're going to take your food away, we're going to take your children away. This is W-A-R, war, 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 war. These are globalists. They are conquering us. This is premeditated. They knew the spike proteins were going to make millions sick and die. They knew in all the studies. The whole thing is a plan. So people say it makes no sense. It's confusing. They flip-flop. They lie every day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because they're following a war script. This is unconventional, unrestricted warfare. Okay? This is the takedown of the world. Tens of millions are now starving to death on top of already died. The UN is organizing a third world that collapses to invade us. So I've got hundreds of important points, but that's the central fact. It's their play. Klaus Schwab has written four books that are the playbook of the Fourth Industrial Revolution on this whole situation with COVID-19 and the Great Reset. This is their plan. They're laughing at us. They think we're stupid because we're so naive. And then I see all these people out there that are totally confused because I'm a hero. I took the shot, and now I'm sicker. Now I'm a super spreader. Now I'm worse than people that don't take it. Yes, because you're the compliant group. So the fact that you keep submitting means the pimp keeps breaking your arm and puts cigarettes out on you. Submission is what? Death. Resistance is what? Victory. So the first thing I want to play for TV viewers is last night. Biden goes to a huge gala with over 1,000 Democrat fundraisers in it. Over 1,000 Democrat Party contributors. And he glad hands and shakes their hands and breathes in their face, which is totally normal and what you should be able to do. But this is after they announce, the day after, everybody's got to wear a mask again or we're all dead. Again, they don't even care. There's not even a pretense of any of this going on because they've captured the central areas of the government. The first clip I want to play before we go to break is clip 7. And this is Don Lemon on with, again, Governor Cuomo's brother. Governor Cuomo knowingly sent people sick with the flu and sick with COVID. COVID's a real thing, folks. And other things to the nursing homes while they locked the families out. So they could then say, oh, you've got a cough. We're going to intubate you and kill you with a ventilator. I've got huge developments on ventilators coming up next segment. I'm glad Owen raised that because I have unbelievable information. But here is Don Lemon declaring war on America, war on the world, war on those that don't take an experimental shot, unauthorized, that is a gene therapy that half the CDC doctors won't even take themselves. So here's Don Lemon literally saying he wants you to starve to death. This is the logical progression of CNN that where they openly want you dead.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom. It's whatever. I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You got to take a vaccine to do that. You got to take vaccines in order to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. Of that. So remember, folks. Everything that Don Lemon says is an inversion. Once they get you with the medical ID, that's even bigger than the injections. Now they can actually turn it off so you can't get in the grocery store or get in your car or go to a job. That's the social credit score. That's the world ID. Klaus Schwab admits that's the end game. And they now admit this is really a world ID in Europe, in the UK, in Australia. So he's trying to get the chains on you, just like a kidnapper wants to put handcuffs on you and put a gag in your mouth before he puts you in the back of the van to take you to the torture dungeon. So Don Lemon's like, just put the ball gag in. And look, it's Google, it's Facebook, it's all the Fortune 100 that are first implementing no injection, no job. Of course, they're all not, they're going to give each other waivers on that. But they're just like they executed the lockdowns first a year and a half ago, they're all leading this. So Owen Schroyer, quite the declaration of war we just saw. And that talking point isn't just what Macron said 2 weeks ago, isn't what just what Boris Johnson said last week, they're now doing. This is being announced worldwide. So there's the talking point. You starve to death if you don't let us put an experimental shot at you that doesn't protect you, makes you a viral spreader, and gives you blood clots and kills you. That's called holding people hostage, brother.
And then just to come out and say on his show on live TV, just declare Americans aren't free anymore. Wow, what a bull.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is now that you really thought you were a hero. You really thought you were a winner. You really believed all the mainstream media propaganda. You took your vaccine. You probably had a little adverse reaction. Maybe your arm went numb. Maybe you were in bed for a couple days. But you know what? You were told you would be a hero and you stopped a pandemic that you fell for. And then it comes out that actually the vaccinated people are the ones getting sick. The vaccinated people are the ones now spreading the disease, and the vaccinated people are the ones creating the mutations of the disease. And I've got stories from all across the world. Every country where they're hospitalizing COVID patients again, the majority of them are vaccinated. But hey, listen to CNN. Listen to the Democrat Party. They'll tell you, you don't have freedom anymore. Yeah, the vaccine doesn't work. Yeah, the mask doesn't work. Doesn't matter. You're our slave now, and we want you to die unless you take this vaccine. I mean, Alex, the messaging here is now so aggressive, it's almost unbelievable. It's almost unbelievable that they've become so aggressive with their messaging that they think it'll work to just say, yeah, you're not free anymore. You must take this vaccine. You're all slaves to Big Pharma. You're going to do exactly what we tell you. There's no such thing as freedom anymore. Freedom is now bad, according to CNN.
And that's because we're at war. I mean, these are groups that have signed on and incrementally engaged in lying, engaged in censorship, and engaged in deception. Remember, the last year and a half, the big five tech companies have aggressively suppressed tens of thousands of prominent doctors, scientists, members of Congress, presidents, you name it. And remember, 23andMe, it's now being confirmed. Folks are sending in dog saliva, cat saliva. They're sending in juice out of lawn grass. They're sending in lizard saliva. And 23andMe is coming back as human. It's all a fraud. 23andMe is similar to a PCR test. The Theranos company ran their own similar system. It was a total fraud. Bill Gates was heavily involved in that. Now he and, of course, the guy that's always involved in everything, evil George Soros, are buying up all the major companies that are doing testing that are suddenly now authorized. And it's just PCR by another name. And then we have the blood test being done by top scientists around the world, the D-dieters. It's an old-fashioned test, works great. And almost everyone that takes the vaccines that are really, again, deadly poison, now have D-dier, highly positive, meaning blood clots, all over the body. And here's the bad news. Those are prion crystals, folks. They're now growing in you. And it's funny. I've been talking to a lot of doctors and scientists about research. This stuff is definitely shedding. It's definitely hitting people. I'm going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour. But definitely, this is what women already noticed 8 months ago when it started, or a year ago when it started in the UK, or I guess 10 months ago, was that a lady's daughter would get it, and then the mother would get sick, or a lady's husband would get it, and then she would get sick. And now you see this everywhere. Now they confirm, oh, yeah, it's shedding new mutant viruses that are actually real onto you, turning the humans into these factories of death and assaulting us. And then you look at Michael Rappaport has viciously attacked me, viciously attacked anybody that questions these so-called vaccines. And now I see his clips all the time. He looks 20 years older. He's got a big sore on his mouth. He looks like he's dying. He looks like Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton looked 20 years older after he got the shot and almost killed him. And he says it's definitely a bioweapon. At least he'll come out now and try to warn people but do the right thing. So that's where we're at. So here's John Rappaport, literally finally being genuine for the first time. He's actually listenable. saying, hey, I'm supposed to be the hero here. Screw you. Get this straight. See, he believes the social contract is still in place. He believes that the system actually wants to help him. He doesn't know it's ruthless mega corporations who don't just want money. They want to set the precedent to depopulate us, and you got to finally do it. When you launch a war, you got to finally launch it. Folks, they're out of beta. They're operational. Klaus Schwab has said, it is never going back to normal. We are depopulating. It is for Earth. They're on record. They're telling you. I'm sorry I'm right. I don't want to be right. But unless we have a full awakening to the assault, it's over. Now we're just going to normalize that, okay, it's like I said a year ago, oh, new variants is what's killing everyone. Oh, you won't take the shot to the new variant. And then they think we're too dumb to notice it. Everybody dying in the hospital is people that had the shots. And then Fauci runs around lying, saying 99% of those dying haven't had the vaccine. That's because they used the data from the beginning of February 2020 to the beginning of February 2021 with only 1 month of U.S. vaccinated, and then they didn't ask vaccinated and didn't test vaccinated when they died for COVID. So it's on record. It's come out in Congress that that's a fraud number, folks. Again, lying to you. The PCR test, total fraud by design. Saying 99% dying haven't had a shot, total lie. But now, because there's still regular medical doctors and still regular scientists that are doing tests at the hospitals that are real, they're saying, no, most of the people dying had the vaccine, but they're going, oh, it's the Delta variant. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the spike protein. That's the Delta variant. They're calling the crystals the Delta variant. They're calling the prions the Delta variant. We told you it's all we do. It's research. Mayday. Mayday. Do we have time to play the Rappaport clip? I've gone too long here.
No, you have time, Alex.
Go ahead and play Rappaport. Here he is.
I just watched Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. A couple of days ago, I was like, yes, I'm vaccinated. Yay, little sticker. Yay, I'm vaccinated. Be a hero. Be vaccinated. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers are calling me a super spreader? I ain't no super spreader. Figure this shit out.
So there you go. Oh, hey, Mr. Rappaport, they did figure it out. It's called Operational Lockstep. It's called Crimson Contagion. It's a plan for world government and the controlled collapse of civilization, the post-industrial world, and you and your family's death, Mr. Rappaport. I love you, Mr. Rappaport, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. If we can wake you up, we can save the world. He is patient zero for people under mind control, Owen. And I want to reach out to Mr. Rappaport. I will give Mr. Rappaport, and I always got a lot of money, I'll give him $100,000 to the charity of his choice, and I'll fly him first class to Austin, Texas. He'll come spend a day with me and show him documents and have him come on air. Because I think if we can wake him up, because I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he really believes the BS of the system's good, and that's why he hates me. He thinks I'm a monster, and I get why he thinks I'm a monster, because I'm telling you what monsters are doing, and I don't like what they're doing, but I've got to tell people the truth so we can beat them. Do you understand that, Mr. Rappaport? So I'll give him $100,000, his charity of his choice, fly him first class to Austin, Texas. Or I'll go see his ass in New York or Boston or wherever he lives. I will bring him the information. I'll bring him medical doctors. I will send him down. I want 5 hours of Rappaport. And I want to ask him, will you please try to save people? Or has Rappaport taken money to take the vaccine? I'm not saying he's done that. They've reached out to hundreds of thousands and paid off influencers to do it. They paid out billions of dollars to influencers. So I'm just saying, do you have a soul, Mr. Rappaport? Owen, what do you think about that?
Well, like you said, if you can have a sea change from even the most brainwashed of the brainwashed, then maybe there is hope for us to save this country.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, I've got to say, perhaps the most incredible part of all of this, and I'm not even sure how to properly lay this out because I was thinking about it all night. Folks, you have to understand, when they run their January 6th hearing the other day, they know everything they're saying is a lie. They know it. They don't believe what they're saying. They know it's all a lie. When they run their fake pandemic, they all know it's a lie. That's part of the propaganda. That's part of the psychological warfare, is to gaslight you, tell you 2 + 2 = 5, and then have you so confused that you don't even know what you're dealing with. You're like, how am I dealing with such liars? How, you know, and then you fight back against those lies, not even realizing that the lie is the propaganda. They know they're lying about it. They always knew they were lying about it. That's part of the psychological warfare that we are enduring here. And
I just can't even believe, I guess people are finally waking up to it, but I can't even believe that we're still dealing with a nation of people where millions of Americans are still falling for the lies that they tell every day, and they're laughing behind the scenes after all the big lies they tell, thinking, ha, we've tricked the American people again.
Oh, and what you just said is everything. People say, why do they change their tune every day? Why are they destroying confidence? Why are they lying? Why are they not wearing masks and saying we have to? Why are they saying now people that are vaccinated are super spreaders, which is actually true? Because it was always planned that they want to destroy confidence in the regular local economy. So we close our businesses and never reopen. And then they have all the fiat currency and can take over everything and then dictate to us how to live our lives. They keep third world countries, the IMF and World Bank do, it's in their own documents, or on purpose to control the people and dumb them down. And that is a process now happening in America for the last 60 years. And it's in the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Endowment, the Rockefeller Endowment. They all admit they had to take us from the most knowledgeable, the most literate, the most incredible people in the world who were self-educated. Try to read a newspaper from 200 years ago. I can't even read it. From 100 years ago, it's amazingly written. You read it today, it's like a five-year-old wrote it. They have put in garbage into the computer to dumb us down. We know that. And then now they're in the final process of flooding us with deadly prescription drugs and illegal drugs and alcohol and deadly culture and pedophilia. And they are just bombing the culture with this. But we have to say, wait a minute, what's the antidote? It's loving God. It's being strong. It's not caring what they say about us. It's about educating others. And it's about every place you can, supporting local businesses, supporting independent media, supporting real local churches. Okay, they're in the real local church. You're a businessman. You're a businesswoman. You've got the Holy Spirit. You've been reading the Bible your whole life. You know this is satanic. Go rent a local warehouse, put a sign on it, say it's the people's church, and get up there and start leading. Just because they've taken over 95% of the churches and all they care about is 501c3 and money, that doesn't matter. Look, everybody knows I'm a preacher. I didn't go to a seminary, and I don't claim to be all holy, and I don't claim to have all the answers. And if you go back to the Bible, most of God's real prophets were like killers and people and badasses and really tough people. I mean, Moses, like, killed people. Look at the other people, like John the Baptist. I mean, he was meaner than hell. He certainly was using a lot of cuss words. He was saying, when things get bad, it's not going to be these candy-ass preachers that are going to save us, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get up there and say, this is Satan taking over, and if people don't get the Holy Spirit in them and start saying no to this, we're going to lose this thing. And look, we're going to go through the process. They're going to bring in world government. They're going to tell us we can't buy and sell. They're going to put us in camps. It's our job now. It'll probably take them 5 years to get to that, in my estimation. Maybe we'll get a reprieve like Nineveh, and it's 50 years or 100 years, because the Bible is a mirror of everything that happens over and over again. And it's a blueprint of how to understand this. And I'm not trying to scare people. Submitting to this will get you killed the quickest. They're showing you that. Taking their shots, they will then target you because they know that you're under their thumb and you've taken their mark. You literally lose God's protection when you submit to them. Okay? And so understand, those of us that actually resist them will end up having our own communities, our own areas. And then the enemy is going to march on us with the military at a certain point and kill us. That's what's going to happen. But that example is going to cause the biggest revival the world's ever seen. And then the Antichrist is going to kill one-fourth of the planet. And he's not going to be loved anymore, folks. And then China is going to end up, there's going to be a giant war, and there's going to be a nuclear war, folks. Okay, this is Satan. This is real, okay? And I'm just saying, you got to get ready. Your candy-ass churches, don't you know that? They want you to go in there. It's like a rock concert. We all feel good, and we're the good guys, and everything's fine. And, oh, show your COVID pass to get in the church. Those aren't churches. Those are devil dens. And, again, I'm not up here on some high horse telling you that I'm perfect and I've got everything. You better do what I say. I'm just telling you, you better get right with God, and you better understand this is a satanic one-world government takeover. Now, just during the break, one of the producers, Matt, said, are you serious about John Rappaport and paying him $100,000 to come to town? And I'm 1,000,000,000% serious. I don't have a bunch of extra money. I'm selling my house to get money to run the operation. But $100,000 like that, if he did it, would become a huge internet story and would save millions of people just for folks to see somebody like him wake up and to have him come and be on air and have us show him the facts and explain to him. And if we could get somebody like that, not for $100,000, that's going to charity, just for him to come. If you can get somebody like that on air to finally have the blinders come off, it can cause a chain reaction. So that $100,000 will be worth $50 million in advertising to the world and everybody else. And that's just one small example. If I had more money, money talks, BS walks, I could do all sorts of stuff like that on a daily basis. We got so many great submissions on the COVID-19 vaccine murdering logic contest that when I get back in a few days, I'm going to review them all again. We will announce the winner on Monday. We just got so many great things that came in, and I also want to be able to play those on air, but and just give credit to all the activists out there. But that's an example of $10,000 in helping produce all of these great pieces that show the illogic of them saying you took the vaccine, but everybody else has to take it, or they'll make you sick because the vaccine doesn't work, but still you got to take the vaccine. So that's just another example of all of us resisting, all of us taking action. That's why, listeners, now more importantly than ever, they want to cut off everybody's money. They want to cut your food off if you don't submit to them. That's why I've told you in the future, you need to have high-quality, storable food. And we have 10% off right now. The percentage we get is not that big because there's not much profit in it because they sell it at such a low price. We have to sell a ton of food to fund our operation. That's okay because people need high-quality, storable food, so they're not dependent on the system. That's just one of the checkboxes that you've got to check off. That's just one of the things you've got to do to make sure that you're self-sufficient and ready in that mindset into the future. So it's a win-win. Only a few days left. We extended it 1 week. It will be over Sunday. 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices now. Also, they have their Made in America sheets and pillows and towels and all that stuff for people that want them. They also have their Giza African cotton that's so great with their sheets. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex. A lot of you have been using that. They've got great products at very low prices. They've now cut out the middlemen of the big stores that kicked Mike Lindell out. That's fine. He's passed those savings on to you. And thank you for going and shopping at MyPillow.com and using promo code Alex to get the biggest specials that are out there, up to 66% off, because that has allowed us to launch several covert projects that you see on the news and that are having a big effect. But because of how we've been attacked, we have our public operations and we have our stealth operations that the enemy have been trying to penetrate, but that's okay. They haven't done it. And so by the time they get me, we'll already have 10 other projects going. We've already got a lot of them launched. So, again, I need as much capital as possible in this war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a life and death situation. I'm not doing this to play games. I'm not doing this to, for myself. The bigger I get, the more the crosshairs are on me, the more I am set to be destroyed. But that's okay, because we're all going to be destroyed physically in this. We're all going to die. What matters is our spirit. Guard your spirit. Don't fear him who can kill your body. Fear him who can kill your soul. And just do not go with the devil, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank him for the great job he's doing. We've got so many clips and so much we're going to do at the bottom of the next hour. I'll be back with you all. And again, I just want to thank you all for your prayers and your action. We've all been totally vindicated. This is totally insane. But the big question I'll leave you with is, as I said a year ago, when the vaccines start killing people, when the prions start growing, when they claim it's a variant, everything I told you exactly has come true, then they're going to launch something even bigger to cover up this phase. I don't know what that's going to be, but it's going to be bad. And that's why I start stuttering on air, because I'm just talking so fast because I'm so upset in my spirit. I mean, my spirit is telling me emergency, emergency. Every day I thought it would be our last show, folks. Okay, I mean, I know you can all feel it too. We are in grave danger. We are in grave danger. They're murdering our countrymen. They're slaughtering the world. They're starving everyone.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here on the Alex Jones Show, I'm going to get into this stack of news now. And we've got all kinds of video clips coming up as well. Some stunning developments. Well, I guess not so stunning. They're stunning when you realize that, wow, a lot of these mainline leftist liberals that promote the LGBTQ plus movement and, you know, they like to dye their hair and everything and wear the BLM shirts. Yet another one turns out to be a pedophile. Yes, but we'll have that coming up later. Let me just pile drive through this stack of news here with all the latest updates when it comes to COVID and the vaccines and where this tyranny is heading now. And again, I could do this all day long. We've been doing it all week. I'm sure this trend is not going to stop. This is from the Washington Post covering coronavirus outbreak in Singapore. The Singapore Ministry of Health recently found that 3/4 of coronavirus cases in the past 4 weeks were people who were fully or partially vaccinated. And there you go. But remember, Fauci said, you get vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. You're going to be fine. Joe Biden says vaccines are 100% effective. You're not going to get COVID if you get them. They lied, because that's what liars do. And then some journalists are confused about what's going on in Sweden. Like Josh Steinle, how is Sweden going on 2 weeks of zero COVID deaths despite an only 37% vaccination rate
and the lowest mask compliance on the continent. While the U.S. is now discouraging travel to Israel because of COVID, when they had one of the strictest vaccination policies in the world. Because the mask spreads disease, weakens your immune system, and because the vaccine spreads disease and weakens your immune system. It's by design. It's a biological weapon you're getting hit with right now. So it's really not a mystery, but I suppose for those who don't want to live in reality, it is a mystery. No, that's the case. The vaccine and the masks are essentially working as bioweapons. That's why places that wear masks and take the vaccines have the biggest outbreaks. In Texas, they now want to put kids on ventilators that test positive for COVID because, you see, that age group right now is having no COVID problems at all. They have never had COVID problems. So demonic individuals know that they have to get those numbers up of COVID deaths in the youth so that then they can justify force vaccinations on the youth as well, where there has been a major standoff. So you figure, put the kids on the ventilators, blow their lungs out, murder them. Now you'll have some COVID deaths in the kids, just like they did last year with the elderly. And in Europe, they have just released autopsy results of people who died from the COVID vaccine, and they found every organ of the body infested with spike proteins. Once again, that's what it's designed to do. The VAERS website is currently offline as the numbers of vaccine-related deaths are skyrocketing. It's off the charts. I mean, boy, oh boy, you wish the stock market looked like this if you were in that. But no, this is the vaccine death chart. And again, I went out on the streets of Austin with this exact chart. What was that, maybe 2 weekends ago? And the number was just at 10,000 then. Now it's encroaching 12,000. And the website is so overwhelmed with people filing their adverse reactions and the deaths from the vaccines that now the website is offline as of this morning. Now, I will say this before I get into the rest of this news here. According to the Google COVID-19 vaccine numbers, and I'm not saying you have to believe this, but, you know, I'm sure it's somewhat accurate. They claim that 49% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated. 49%. Now, think about that for a second. Considering all the propaganda that we've seen around the clock, the fear-mongering from COVID, all of the punishments that they'll have for you if you don't get the vaccine and trying to withhold freedom from you if you don't get the vaccine, all the promotion of the vaccine and everything, and we only have 50% vaccinated, you know, I think that that's a very telling number, and maybe that should give us hope that half of America is not totally brainwashed and propagandized into complete delusionment, and half of America knows better than to trust Big Pharma and trust our government. But on the flip side, you're thinking, wow, they just ran this propaganda, this psychological warfare, and they just injected half of our country with a potentially deadly vaccine that's still not approved by the FDA. So you can look at it both ways, but I think it really shows the dichotomy and the polarization of everything right now, and America just split in half with it. But hey, half of the country didn't buy the propaganda. Half of the country didn't fall for the BS. Half of the country is still thinking for themselves. And so maybe that's a good sign. And when you have people like Michael Rapaport coming out and saying, hey, I thought I was good for getting the vaccine, now I'm a super spreader, maybe this can be a big moment of awakening. Problem is, you can't take the vaccine out of you once it gets in. That's the big crime. Google and Facebook announced mandatory vaccines for employees. That's against the Nuremberg Code. They should all be sued and arrested and tried, just like Biden saying the federal government employees need to get vaccinated, just like the state of California saying that the state employees need to get vaccinated. It's all in violation of the Nuremberg Code. And every person mandating this experimental vaccine needs to be tried in court. And if found guilty of violation of the Nuremberg Code, the punishment is death. So I don't know if we still believe that or not, but that is the case. And how convenient is this? So again, they wanted to have at least 80% of the population vaccinated by now. They're not getting anywhere near those numbers. This is frustrating for them. Big Pharma, that is, and its stooges. FDA extends shelf life of Johnson & Johnson vaccine to 6 months after states remain flooded with millions of nearly expired doses. How illegal is that? So it's already a crime to force somebody to take this experimental vaccine. But now they just say, actually, we're just going to extend the expiration date. Really? Huh. So again, it shows you they're not getting the vaccine rate that they want. But they just say, so as the vaccines are about to expire, they just say, hey, you know what? Nope, we're just going to extend the expiration date now. Not for any scientific reason or health reason or anything like that, but because they haven't gotten rid of them yet, so they're just going to say, yeah, we're extending them. I mean, can you imagine if a grocery store had a bunch of cartons of milk that were about to expire, and they just said, well, we're just going to extend that expiration date, and they just took a little Sharpie and wrote through the expiration date and then said, actually, this milk expires next month. And then they sold a bunch of milk to people, and a bunch of people got sick, and it was, you know, it was curdled or whatever. Well, that would be a crime. You wouldn't be able to get away with that. People would be arrested for that. But the vaccine manufacturers, they can do whatever they want. So that's nice. That's nice. Representative Andy Biggs, you got to like this. The CDC has lost its credibility and is now just a joke. Well, he got that right. Minnesota woman and Christian missionary who took the vaccine so she could go to Christian missionary work has legs amputated after taking Pfizer jab, and the doctors told her it was a bad reaction from the vaccine, and now they're probably also going to have to amputate her hands. So that's the nice Pfizer vaccine. Causes her legs and arms to fall off. You got to like that. That's good. Good job, Pfizer. Way to go. And hey, I mean, she's lucky at least she survived it. Leaked documents. Nations contractually obligated to defend and hold harmless Pfizer against any lawsuits. And we have the leaked documents. They're featured at Infowars.com. The story's from Kellen McBreen. And so, again, oh, they just extend the shelf life on their expired vaccines. And, oh, you can't sue them or take them to court. They have secret vaccine courts. And now it comes out that they are so diabolical, these vaccine manufacturers. And they know what they're doing is what this proves. They knew how deadly these vaccines were. And they're so diabolical that they put it in the contracts. They put it in the contracts that they can't be sued when there's all the negative side effects and the Guillain-Barré and the death and everything else. They put it in their contracts. That's because they knew it was coming, folks. That's totally illegal. You can't do that. You can't say, I'm giving you this vaccine and it may kill you, but you can't sue me if it does. No.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.